Well, I'm pleased to say the Hairy Bikers are with us here at Energy FM and joining us in the studio. Dave, Si, welcome.
Hey,
how
welcome,
are you doing?
Welcome back to the Isle of Man, of course. Regular visitors to the Isle of Man now.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It feels very cosy and very hospitable. And
we love it.
Yeah, we hit the ground with our feet running last night.
We did.
Yeah. Of course, you're not from very far away, really, are you?
Just no, over I could probably swim if the wind was the right direction.
It'd be a bit cold.
It would be, wouldn't it? Anyway, yeah, no, we're just over in Cumbria, just over the water.
And with amongst aeroplanes... Easy from Newcastle.
As soon as you get up, it's time to come
down.
It's
a new service.
35 minutes, boom for you there, it's great.
Fantastic, so we'll hopefully be seeing more of you on the island then. We're going to have a more detailed chat with you both after the news at 9, but first of all, you're here for the Good Food Exhibition, the Isle of Man Food and Drink Festival.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it?
Oh, absolutely, and I think it's so right for the Isle of Man, you know, because the produce you've got, the chefs, the people, it's going to be a cracking weekend, and we're here the whole weekend, and we're cooking, having fun, judging things. There's a children's kind of, what's it called, a kids academy kitchen, so we're going to be get down there with the kids. But
and it's great because it's all based around the Villa Marina, which is just we're dead looking forward to. Well, we love the Isle of Man, that's why we're here. We've got a long history with it. It's great.
Fantastic. Well, as I said, we'll talk to you a bit more after the news at 9 o'clock. And of course, you want to meet as many people as possible this weekend at the Villa, so people come down and say hello.
Yeah, and that'd be great. It'd
be nice to see folk. Be nice to see folk.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you some more very soon. And the Hairy Bikers, Dave Myers, Si King, here on the show this morning and going to be at the Villa Marina this weekend at the Isle of Man Food and Drink Festival. We'll tell you all about that. And if you do want more details, incidentally, and you can't wait to hear what the chaps have got to say, you can always go to our website, log on, and you can see the details there, energyfm.net. More on the way. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome, once again, we heard from them briefly before the news at 9, Dave Myers and Si King. The Hairy Bikers, welcome back.
Thank you.
We've been having a chat and a coffee during the news there. I mean, the main reason you're here, of course, is for the Isle of Man Food and Drink Festival, and we're going to talk about that as well and in great detail in a minute and find out what you're going to be getting up to. But first of all, I've got to ask, how did you two guys get together and how did the show come about, the TV show?
We both worked as film crew, but the truth is kind of dafter than anything we could make up. We were both working on a Catherine Cook's, and do you remember those big potboiler dramas that used to go out? And, you know, it was where the Lord went off with a young girl, and it was always got quite gory. I was in charge of makeup and special effects, and Kingy was the location manager. And he sold me a really crappy motorbike. It was all CB750.
It was shiny.
It was a heap of nails. And he tried to get me money back. This was 18 years ago. We became really good friends. And actually, because we both cooked since we were kids, we both loved bikes and just been mates. And we did the bikers long before the telly came along. It's just limited to how much you can do with budget and time. That was it, really. Then we just had a midlife crisis. You know, the day jobs, the days get longer and the money gets shorter. We thought, well, let's try and do something about it. What do we really like doing? So we've done it. We've been lucky.
And, of course, you've done numerous series now and books as well, which we're going to talk about, sir, because there's a new book as well, there's going to be some signings going on. But memorable moments then from filming over the years, what's really stuck in your memory?
Well, I think, to be honest, the people that you meet, because ordinarily we wouldn't have got to meet. And I mean, we've travelled the world 2.5 times now, and you know, we've been in the UK, we've done a couple of series now in the UK, and it is the resounding kind of memory for me when I'm old and, you know, sucking oranges in me rocking chair is the people that I've met. And what's nice about that is to do it with your best mate as well. It's kind of, because what I miss, Dave picks up on. What Dave misses, I pick up on. So it's kind of a shared experience then. And all the richer for it, really. It's fabulous. The people, for sure. I mean, some odd daft moments.
One of the daftest must have been, like, the second show we did, of course, was the Isle of Man. And we both come here as kids quite a bit, and then we, there was a long gap, and we wanted to do a program on the Isle of Man linking up to the TT. And the moment we arrived at the ferry terminal, we went to the tourist office, and we hadn't done any telly, but it was so helpful. And I think one of the maddest moments was when we did Mad Sunday on those monkey bikes.
That was a mad moment.
You know, we just looked at each other's two mates, and said,
oh,
it was great.
And all the boys coming past you at like zillion miles an hour, and us two are like, we look like the mad frog.
We had so many good moments. I've been so lucky. Like, you know, it's when the camera crews, when you're filming, there'll be time where you're standing by. I said, you don't mind, we'll be about 10 minutes, lads, but we're standing by, it's the most beautiful places on the planet. And you think, nah, we're cool. Thank you very much.
Not, I know it's hot, lads, but oh, never worry about us. It's fine. Thank you.
We're all fainting under the heat. Yeah. So, as you're travelling around, where do you get your recipes? Are these things that you pick up on your travels, or some of them your own creations, or is there any influences that you...
Well, there's lots of influences, and there's lots of creative... I mean, that's what that's why we love what we do, because it's very creative, you know. And you draw upon everything you can, you know, in the arsenal to kind of make something creative and interesting. So, and that's how we approach it, really.
Depends on the programme, doesn't it?
It does,
the Food Tour of Britain, the series that's going out now, incidentally, the three places we wanted to do were the Isle of Man, Northumberland and Cumbria. And the BBC said, you've done enough on them in the past. So that's why we haven't done the Isle of Man.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, but we have tried.
The good old BBC. We'll all refuse to pay our licence for beer chaps. We'll get you back.
On that, we've got traditional food we're celebrating. A little bit like the food festival this afternoon. It's Manx food, and it's trying to find that identity. So we'll be in a county or on the Isle of Man. We'll be searching for real kind of experts, really special food. And the recipes that we get... Well, basically, the pair of us will sit down and think, well, yeah, what do we do with that? What can we do with that that we'd really like to eat? Then we write the recipes, and as time's gone on, that they can, you know, if we're writing a restaurant recipe, that'll be different to, say, something we're cooking for your tea on a Thursday night.
And also something that, and also we also write recipes for live performances as well. So, and they've got to be kind of visual and very interesting and kind of look great. But then again, we've got to be able to have a crack with everybody that's come to see us as well, and just have a bit of a giggle. So it's kind of a nice balance.
Whatever it is, it's got to be tasty.
Absolutely. Of course, there's going to be plenty of live performances this weekend at the festival.
Yeah.
We will come to that in just a moment.
No worries.
First of all, though, I'm going to take a bit of music, and then we'll come back and talk some more. First of all, what really floats your boat? I mean, what's your favourite food?
Favourite food? I love sushi and I love seafood. But sushi's funny. There's something about the raw fish, the rice, the little bit of ginger and the horseradish. It sends me bonkers.
Oh, it does. It's absolutely mental. It's seafood for me without the shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. And what about comfort food?
So I think we can both say this one. Mm-hmm. Bacon sandwich.
Bacon sandwich.
Can't whack it.
Nice dry, cured smoky.
Fantastic. Okay, in a moment then, we'll be talking about the Isle of Man Food and Drink Festival, which is the whole reason why you're here. So we'll talk some more in just a moment. Hairy Bikers on The Breakfast Show this morning with us, 9:15. Good morning, this is Energy. There's the Police. Every little thing she does is magic. Here on The Breakfast Show this morning, 9:18. I'm enjoying your weekend with us here at Energy FM. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, it is, of course, the Isle of Man Food and Drink Festival. And special guests are the Hairy Bikers, Dave Myerside King, who are with us this morning on the show, live in the studio. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Now, turning now to the show, we've been talking, of course, a bit about the TV show and where you've sort of got your influences and so forth. You're going to be doing some cooking live at the Villa Marina and doing various things over the weekend. Tell us all about the festival.
Well, it's a really, really good proper food festivals have grown so much in popularity, and it's a chance for local producers to basically to show off, and, you know, for people to taste the food, to experience it. We're going to be cooking two or three dishes with Manx produce, you know, like really quite fine dishes.
And I think that's the great thing about food festivals, and particularly in the Isle of Man, because you do have such great produce. And what's good for us is it kind of comes together in a really in a really short kind of space of time, and everybody shows off their wares, and it's great for us because then we go away with an informed kind of overview of what you have here, and then we just tell everybody else.
It's great. Do we take for granted what we have on our own doorstep?
Yeah, I think you're probably not aware of what you've got on your own doorstep. I mean, just looking through some of the exhibitors, you know, there's people doing extra virgin rapeseed oil on the island, which... You start cooking with it. I mean, we do this. It's like olive oil, except you can deep fry in it. You've got your own spring water now. The meat's unbelievable. The ice cream, the dairy, and obviously everyone's about
beers.
You know, the seafood here. You really have an embarrassment of riches. The Loch Ton lamb on the island.
And I think what's nice about it is we did a little talk yesterday, and we touched on the husbandry of what you have in the Isle of Man, and it's great because there's a great organic community in the Isle of Man with organic farmers, with fruit and veg and apples and stuff. But then conversely, There is other great produce available as well. So it's a really nice eclectic mix, and I think what's nice about it is that everybody has a place.
Yeah,
and it's brilliant. You know,
everything, you know, for people cultivating mushrooms, there's a farm, just herbs and eggs are there. A lot of baking on the island. You know, it's a great baking tradition, and we're celebrating that. There's things like the Eve Cake Appeal. Some of the cakes that people have produced are absolutely stunning. We're going to be judging that. It's, moreover, a food festival like this is a party for all the family. And there's great stuff for the kids to do as well. There's a Kids Mad Academy.
A Mad Kids Academy.
A Mad Kids Academy.
I really like that.
So kids can go and get stuck in. And it's so important to get children enthusiastic about food and about eating.
And then also, if they're involved in the kitchen, then they have an inherent knowledge that you can pass on to them. Do you know what I mean? Because if it's real and they're doing it and they're involved and the kids are loving it, then they're going to pick up more information than if you just talk to them about it. It's great. You know, it's important that.
So obviously we should be encouraging parents to be a bit more adventurous with food, because it's so easy, isn't it, for kids to be just fed the usual turkey, dinosaurs and fries.
I think that's sad. It is sad, but I think that's moving on now. Because everybody, look, mums and dads know. You know, we've got to give them credit, like, because the mums and dads know that that's not very good for your bends. Mm-hmm. So, and you don't have to be that adventurous. You know, some great fish, it doesn't have to be a Michelin-starred meal. It just has to be good, healthy, nutritionally balanced food. And it's plentiful on the island, isn't
it? It's funny, so you always think, like, Queenie scallops. There's a lot of people that maybe haven't tried them. But, like, a Queenie scallop, it's the sweetest. It's one of the best food products in the world. But it's such an easy eat. You know, for kids, you kind of just put them in a pan, bit of butter, wham, and they're so easy to eat. There's no stringy bits.
There's no bones.
So it's one of those things, if you actually try it with kids, kids love it, you know, and I think just say to the kids, try it. If you don't like it, well, you don't have to eat it, you know.
But we hear quite a lot parents saying, kids, oh, you won't like that. Well, hold on a minute, how do you know?
Making the mind up for them.
It's not on that. Oh, they'll not like that.
What they probably mean is they might not like it themselves, so
that's exactly
going to give it to
right.
the kids.
And you kind of do that, you know.
Through the 1980s and 90s, everybody was going supermarket, vacuum packed, TV dinners. Now it's all shifting away to people are really starting to want to know where their food's coming from and so forth. Why do you think?
I think we're wise. I think it started before that in like the 1960s. You know, this kind of women's liberation thing where maybe people didn't eat so often in the home. You know, because women were going out to work, so you know you couldn't expect to come home to, you know, the meal on the table and the woman to do all the work. But mind you, a lot of fellas now, thankfully, are embracing the food thing. But going back to the 60s, you know, we had those like instant curries and all sorts of processed bread. And the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. But, I mean, we've got quite a backlash now, and I think the momentum. And what we found in the Food Tour of Britain, the series that's going on now, Britain is such an exciting place to be on the food front because we're a cosmopolitan country. We've got all the food influences from all over the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, like the Italian, French, Asian, Caribbean. It's all filtering its way through into what we eat on a daily basis. And that gives us the edge on the rest of the world. And I think really we're one of the best countries, and including the Isle of Man on this, it's a really exciting place to be. And also the food we're getting now is good, and it's good for you.
And it's great, you know, on the island, because we live on the island, don't we? I mean, this is the mainland.
Absolutely.
This is the mainland. We live on the island. And on the island, it's all happening, you know. I mean, you've had it for ages in the Isle of Man, but we're just kind of getting there now, you know. It's great.
Just catching on. Can you give us any secrets? What are you going to be doing at the festival?
Well, we're going to be doing three dishes. The first one, we couldn't ignore Queenie scallops, so it's like the Queenies. They're going to be cooked with some caramelised Granny Smiths and black pudding and a champagne sauce. No starters, but the sticky kind of Granny Smith goes wonderful with the black pudding and the scallops.
And it's dead easy. It sounds deep posh, and it's a great pulling dish, lads. So get yourself down and have a look. Because honestly,
can you write it down for me?
Oh, no worries, no worries, no worries. And then we're going to be doing something with a loin of fantastic Manx lamb, and we're going to serve that with a potato cake, some asparagus, spicy caramelised thymy plums.
And I might chuck over a couple of apples, the Granny Smiths, to go with that as well. Then we're going to be doing a strawberry shrikhand, which is it's like an Indian strawberries and cream, but with yogurt and cardamom and saffron. But it's dead easy. But honestly, you kind of it works so well. And I say, we're going to be here all weekend. We're not going anywhere. So come and see us. Come and hang out with us and have a laugh.
Fantastic. Well, we'll certainly be doing that. What time are you going to be on?
Oh, I don't know, really.
We're just going to potter after dinner when we're finished.
But the recipes for what we cook, they will be on the Energy FM website from Monday onwards.
Fantastic.
So that's great. So you get, just get on the Energy FM website and get the recipes.
But come down and see us first.
Yeah.
And I believe you might be signing a book or two.
Yes, we are.
So our new book, the Food Tour of Britain book, it's only just come out. So we've had loads shipped out. So we'll be signing them. People who want dedications, we'll be doing them for people.
Fantastic.
And pottering around.
Great. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio this
thanks,
morning.
Thanks,
and obviously here again on the Isle of Man. And
it's lovely to be back. It's like coming home, isn't it? It's really odd.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with the festival this weekend. Hopefully lots of people are going to pop down and enjoy that. And we'll see you again soon.
Thanks,
Stuart.